Week 16, called to the booth. We're going to talk about my second run as a Fox analyst. You know, leave the Fox analyst. Little Kyler Murray, little Jalen Hurts, man. We're going to talk them underdogs, Jets, Bengals. We're going to talk Haskins. No mass in a strip club. Come on, Haskins. Man, we got to drop our power rankings and our no-fly zone. Paul, drop that beat. Week 16, call to the booth. Harrison Sanford, Akeem Tlaib here. Man, what a week, Harrison.
Akeem, I must say, bro, you are working right now.
I'm working, man.
Fox booth, podcast appearances, radio show appearances. I am all with it. The work ethic has translated to the media side. Welcome,
brother. Hey, it's easy. Hey, Harrison, it's easy. When all your money comes from one basket, right? And when you got to pick up this basket, man, hey, this is called working, right? Before I was playing football, getting a check, this right here is called working, Harrison. So, hey, welcome. I'm welcome to y'all yes. world. You know what I'm saying? I'm welcome to y'all world.
And as somebody in the media, I am very excited, and I know Paul, who's our producer, is very excited to kind of see the elevation of what you've been doing. You've been working hard since day one, since we started this, and I know you've been telling people in your circle that this is what you wanted to do when you were done playing ball. I want to talk about your experience in the booth, but before we even get there, when you were getting ready to retire, thinking about retirement, did you think it would be like this?
Pre-retirement, I didn't even think that I'll be doing this. I didn't think this part would get this big. You know what I'm saying? I know I like to talk. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm smart. I'm intelligent and I'm social. I mean, it adds up, right? You should be in the meeting, right? But I don't know. I kind of seen my gym was doing good. So I kind of seen me just sitting back, you know, waking up when I want, running a couple businesses. I kind of was in that mind frame. You know what I'm saying? And opposed to being in the media, you still got to work. You still got to work and earn your money, you know? So it kind of just hit me all at the same time when it started. I really didn't even think about this when I was still playing. So it's definitely a little rude awakening, man. It's a lot of work.
Yeah, no, for sure. But as you said, like, I think your personality is really shining through. And as we talked about before, one thing for sure, you were trending on Twitter because of your performance in that Fox booth. Give me the highlights. Give me the things you want to improve on. I know it's your second time around the way. Right. Give us the breakdown.
All right, so last time I said that my mans and my us was my focus, right? But once I really broke it down and I really got to my game, my mans and my us, that was like the last thing I was worried about. I'm like, I can do better, you know what I'm saying, relaying the message to the fans in some parts of the game, opposed to worrying about saying man, worried about saying us. So I feel like my intro at the beginning of the game, my first game, it was a lot of quiet moments. I was trying to get my thoughts together, see when to talk. I think this game, I had my thoughts together. That's the part of the game that I really wanted to focus on. And I feel like I cleaned that part of the game up. Now it's still a little more teaching could be done before the play, maybe a little more on the offensive side of the ball. My next game, I'm gonna teach a little bit more on the offensive side of the ball, and then I'm gonna try to get the mans and the us out again. So I think the game itself came together. Now it's time to clean up the lingo, to clean up the language and stuff. But honestly, the guys over at Fox, man, I heard 20 times this weekend, Keith, just be Keith, bro. If Keith feel like he finna cuss, then whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying? They want me to be Lee. They're like, man, bro, say what's on your mind, be Lee. So with that being said, they really not worried about the mans and the us, you know what I'm saying? But they was worried about it a little bit. It came in my ear, you know what I'm saying? Rich was in my ear, Keith, the mans. I'm like, all right. So, man, I'm going to clean that up on the next game, and I'm going to, you know, just keep getting better, man. Keep that flow.
Part of the reason why we do this podcast is for reps purposes, for you, right, for yourself, for myself. And so one of the things that was on Twitter is that when you say man, you're supposed to take a drink.
Right.
So because this podcast is ours, we control what we want to do. I have, I know it's early for some people, or at least when we're taping this, but if you get to the 3-man mark, I got this little bottle over here. Now, don't get me drunk on the podcast.
I got you. I got my bottle over here, too.
We're going to die, Harrison.
I got my bottle over here, too. Paul, come on, Paul. I'm going to take care of y'all, Paul. Y'all might take two, maybe three shots today. We'll be all right.
No, yeah, for sure. One of the other things, though, that I really enjoyed was the perspective that you gave as a defense, what a defensive coordinator is thinking on that DeAndre Hopkins touchdown pass. It was, yeah. I think you said, what do you do? What do you do? You go man, DeAndre Hopkins is going to kill you. Go zone, Kyler Murray is going to kill you. In that game, you got to also see Jalen Hurts. Give me your impressions of what you saw from him.
Man, exactly what we talked about last week, Harrison. Just calm, calm, never rattled. They got down early, 16-0. His demeanor didn't change, man. He came down and that's one. Paul ain't even catch it. See, I said
that was like three.
Paul ain't even catch it. Three. You get
Paul ain't even catch that one right there. I caught it. Paul ain't even catch it.
Multiples of three.
Just calm. Just super calm, collective. They got down 16-0 early. He stayed in there. He didn't panic. He came down, scored a touchdown on the next drive. So, just a real leader, man.
Drink.
Damn, there y'all go.
Wait, no, I thought it was three. Multiple
was three, right,
three.
Paul?
That was three.
All there right. You go, Harrison. There you go. Right. While you drink that, I'm going to continue. But just a real leader. Stayed with the flow of the game and just did not panic at all.
No, yeah, it was definitely an impressive performance that we saw from both quarterbacks, actually, which would actually lead me into our power rankings, because we did not see an impressive performance from the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, week 16 power rankings coming your way right about now. Drop the bomb, please. Number one, Kansas City Chiefs. Number two, Buffalo Bills, still there. Low-key, Aqib, I think Josh Allen's the MVP. We could discuss that later.
All right.
Number three, Green Bay Packers. Number four, and first time in the power rankings, the Cleveland Browns. And number five, the Tennessee Titans, which means, yes, as we alluded to, the Pittsburgh Steelers are no longer in the power rankings, at least in the top five. Interestingly enough, Aqib, I saw a tweet this morning. Somebody said that Juju Smith-Schuster has produced more TikToks, 95, than he has produced receiving yards in one singular game this year. His high this year is 93. Just saying, it's a clever tweet. Obviously, hey, a humbling loss.
Hey, look, TikTok is a job. I'm sure Juju is getting a little bit of cash. If not right now, he will be in the future. TikTok is a job. Let Juju make his side money, man. Yeah. Let Juju make his side money. Let Juju.
Can I do a sip out of the shot glass?
That was just one. That was just one. So you got two more. It's every three. Harrison trying to get drunk. Look. He's going, oops. He want me to say man.
Two.
Ah, man.
Look. You see? Oh, that's great.
There you go, Harrison. There you go, right there. But nah, I forgot the question. What are we talking about?
We're talking about Juju and getting his money on TikTok.
Juju, that's a job. That's like somebody having, you know, a Nike contract, and every time they score a touchdown, they come put their glove in the Nike thing or whatever. Like, that's his job, man. He getting paid from TikTok. So, gotta do his thing, man. Let him do his thing.
Are you worried about the Steelers now? Obviously, they're not in your top five. Are you worried about them?
Yeah, I'm worried about the Steelers now. I think it's the injuries on defense. I'm saying you got them linebackers out, Bush.
Devin Bush.
Yeah,
Spillane.
A couple of linebackers go down. Then one of your up front dogs go down. Bud Dupree, he go down. So that rush is still there, but it's not the same. It's not like it was first half of the season. I'm starting to get worried about it, man. I'm starting to get worried about it.
Three.
Damn.
See, there we go. And then, I'm starting to get worried about it. Listen, We do one shot per segment, all right?
Every three. Every three, man. Fans, y'all excuse Harrison today. He might be a little tipsy today. We're going to get better together, Harrison.
Yeah, exactly. There we go.
We're going to get better together.
It's all about reps. Okay, so now we looked at those power rankings, and the Cleveland Browns are very impressive. And I want to talk about them maybe in the next segment. But I do also want to go to our no-fly zone. And usually if you're listening, and for those who are, have been listening all year, what we're doing now throughout the entirety of the remainder of the year, we're probably going to do more likely one show. Well, we'll do two shows, but our second show will pretty much only solely focus on DFS, because in fantasy football, you're pretty much done. And if you're at the finals of your leagues, you just play your studs. It's as simple as that. But with that, and usually with that show, we do our no-fly zone rankings, but now we're going to push it up to our earlier in the week show. So with that being said, let's go over the power rank, the no-fly zone rankings as well. At number one, and some people are a little surprised by this. Pittsburgh Steelers. I think it's just the saltiness of the loss. Number two, the New England Patriots. Shout out to Stephon Gilmore, done for the season, but they still balled out as a secondary. Speaking of balling out as a secondary, number three, the Miami Dolphins. They continue to ball. Number four, Washington. And number five, dropping down all the way from number one to number five, and probably the most shocking loss of the season, the Los Angeles Rams. What's good with your boys, Akeem?
One of them days, one of them trap games. They went into it thinking they playing the Jets. Like, can't go into it thinking like, we're playing the Jets. You got to go into it like you're playing an NFL team. Anybody could come here any given Sunday, right? Ain't that what they say?
Mm-hmm.
So just got to have it on your mind. And I don't think they had that on their mind. So you give up one too many. They didn't do bad. They gave up 200 yards and a touchdown. But against the Jets, that's a game that you going into, you know what I'm saying? We're going into the playoffs, two games left. We're playing the Jets. We the best secondary in the league, best defense in the league. We want to dominate. That's one of our games. We want to give up 130, 120 yards, no touchdowns, had two interceptions. We want to dominate that game. They didn't dominate them, and they lost at that. So two, maybe, I don't know how many touchdowns. What they gave? One touchdown, maybe like 15, 16-yard passes. They ain't really give up too many deep balls, but just a couple big plays, the touchdown, busted coverage to the running back or whatever. Man, there you go, Harrison.
It hurt you.
Well, no, it hurt you.
That's a multiples of three. So that's the second one of the three. So one more. With that being said, let's also look at the Washington. Let's also look at the Washington football team. Rather yet, they're in your no-fly zone rankings at number four.
But
all of the discussion because of what they did to Russell Wilson was impressive. But the discussion for their team, at least, is going to switch towards Dwayne Haskins. Obviously, we don't know the health status of Alex Smith. Don't know if he'll be able to come back because of his most recent injury. Dwayne Haskins got benched to start after, I think he started the beginning of the season, got benched. And now he's trusted to be the starting quarterback again. Found in the strip club. Social media found him. They always find it in everybody. In the strip club, no mask on. He issued an apology on Tuesday on Twitter. But this has to be an unsettling thing for the franchise, considering where they are, their abilities, and the opportunity that Dwayne Haskins seemed to have kind of let go. Being the starting quarterback is not guaranteed to you. And he had the opportunity, and he's risking it for sure.
Yeah, definitely. You don't want the media or the org upstairs. You don't want the front office, rather. You don't want those guys talking about stuff that's not football, especially when you're the quarterback. If you're the receiver, DBs, whatever, if you're going to be the face of this franchise, you're getting another opportunity, you've already been benched, you want those guys talking about straight football. You don't want them talking about, your family and what you did on social media or where you was last night. That's just extra problems. So this one don't count. But that was a situation where I would have said, man, them just extra problems, man. And I caught myself.
So there you go.
We getting better together, Harrison.
We getting better together.
But look, them just situations that you don't want the front office talking about. You want them talking about how good you played, where you can get better at, what we looking forward to next week. You don't want them to have to answer questions like that. So just got to be a leader, Dwayne. Just got to be a leader, man. Damn. You just got to be a leader. You got to be, you know, more professional. Shouldn't be worried about partying anyway. It's one game. You got to start in one game.
I will
celebrating say that, over that anyway.
Yeah, and I will say this, though. It is a challenging time for a lot of people in the country because there's a segment of people where if you work hard, you want to play hard. You work hard to play hard. Sometimes you play hard so that you know you have to go back and work hard. So
right.
Dwayne's at an age where it's like, you know, I worked hard all week to get the, you know, for this start, played the game.
But they lost.
Yes, true. But you
what
still.
What are we celebrating, Harrison?
Sometimes you need to get away, though, right? Listen, I'm not saying he should have been up in the club
right.
with no mask on. That's a whole different game. But I do.
I mean, you do need to get away. You need to relax and get away. But if you're a DB,
and when you're that age,
you're a safety,
you
a running
away
back
differently.
You got to carry yourself different when you're a starting quarterback in the NFL. You just got to carry yourself different. If you don't want that, don't be a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? You almost got to be a saint. So that come with the job. So if you want that job, kids, right now, if y'all listening, you want to be a quarterback in the NFL, you got to almost be like the coach. You got to act like the coach. You can't act like the players. So the good quarterbacks who act like the coaches, they were good quarterbacks. Some of the good ones who I've been around, the Jared Goffs, the Tom Brady's, the Peyton Manning's, those guys act like coaches. They don't do the same stuff that we do. And if you want to do the same stuff that we do, then you're not those guys. You're on a different kind of – you're the Josh Freemans and those kind of quarterbacks. They do the stuff that we do. So you just got to pick and choose what you want to do.
Wise words from a wise man. We'll be back with segment two of Call to the Booth.
Football is back. So you know what that means, man. We like to put on our favorite jersey, get some beer, get some chips, and lock in on Sundays. So don't forget to lock in with Manscaped, though, man, below the belt. We got to lock in and make sure we nice and neat below the belt so our wives and our girlfriends don't have nothing to say at night after the games. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you spend all day on the couch watching the game, and then you try to get romantic, but you didn't do the part that you should have done before that. You didn't treat your halftime correctly when you should have been taking care of yourself. You alluded to it. It's the Manscaped Perfect Package 3.0, and they got everything you need. First of all, you know, Akeem, when we were younger, we didn't have the technology that they have now where you could actually have the Lawnmower 3.0. It's a skin-safe technology. It's waterproof. It's cordless. You can bring it in the shower, get all the spots that you really need to get. They also have the Crop Preserver, which is a ball deodorant, so you can stop from the chafing, especially if you're not wearing appropriate boxers. Fellas, wear good boxers. And then also you have the Crop Reviver as well. So you have the Perfect Package 3.0, all these things that you need to make sure that you're on top of your game when the games are over.
Definitely, man. Manscaped.com got us covered, guys. I can remember, you know, just going into the shower and grabbing whatever razor, doing what I got to do, hopping out the shower, dumping baby powder down there. But, I mean, we don't have to go through that kind of stuff no more, guys. We got manscaped.com. Use the promo code NoFlyZone. You get 20% off and you get free shipping. That's on anything you need. You get you a trimmer. You get you a little deodorant, man. I say you good to go with them two things right there, man. So NoFlyZone is the promo code. 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped.com, man. They got us covered.
Your balls will thank you.
Yes, sir.
We're back with more Call to the Booth. We're going to look at some big-time games with playoff implications for Week 16. But before we did that, last week, we identified four teams that clinched playoff berths and we identified what their strengths were, their weaknesses, teams to avoid as we all get ready for the playoffs. Two more teams got confirmed for the playoffs this past weekend, the Buffalo Bills and the Seattle Seahawks. Before we get to the Buffalo Bills and some things that you want to identify for them, Akeem, if you had it in your MVP rankings, where is Josh Allen?
MVP rankings, Josh Allen third.
Really?
Y'all got him third.
I would assume that would be Aaron Rodgers and Pat Mahomes over
definitely.
Him.
Yep, Pat okay. Mahomes first, Aaron Rodgers, then I got Josh Allen.
I would love if Josh Allen made the MVP. I think their story is unique. Great win so far this year. And obviously he is the driving force of that team, which leads us to what we were just referencing. Best position group on the Buffalo Bills is?
Quarterback, man. Got to go with Josh Allen.
Liability for the Buffalo Bills going into a playoff game.
Liability. I'm gonna go their run defense. Run defense, just if they could tighten up anything going into the playoffs, they could tighten up that run defense because teams is really gonna get to it here in December, January, February. This when teams with good running games, they really come alive.
Very interesting setup, almost similar to the Kansas City Chiefs, where their quarterback and their passing game is spectacular, mm-hmm. but the rush defense is something that's not at that level. But maybe if you're always having the lead, you don't really have to worry about rush defense as much.
Exactly.
X factor for the Buffalo Bills.
I'm gonna go Gabriel Davis, just because John Brown got that knee. We don't know how healthy he's gonna be as that number two guy. And if team's smart, they're gonna try to take Diggs away. They gotta take Diggs away in these playoffs if they want a chance to win. So he should start seeing a lot of double coverage, a lot of safety help. So that number two guy, that number two receiver, he got to come alive.
Yeah, we've seen, obviously, Cole Beasley has been one of the better slot receivers in the game. But obviously, with a smaller body frame, you wonder if you could target him in the end zone or in jump ball situations.
Right.
Gabriel Davis with his size.
Need somebody on the outside.
There you go. And Gabriel Davis definitely has the size to throw some jump balls to him if Josh Allen feels like he should. And the team to avoid for the Buffalo Bills is?
Well, the team to avoid is going to be most likely that they first round matchup. If they stay in that second seed, I'm going to go to Ravens. The Ravens slide in that seventh seed. That's a dangerous game. That's a dangerous game right there for Buffalo. So let's go to Ravens, team to avoid.
Ravens are ticking up. Lamar Jackson, if you own him in fantasy, he's really starting to uptick now. And then J.K. Dobbins is really starting to get a majority now of the rushing carries out of the backfield. So a team that's booming at the right time, unlike, as we mentioned in the last segment, the Pittsburgh Steelers. So let's talk about the Seattle Seahawks. Came off a win against the Washington football team, but have not been the big boom team that we saw so far earlier in the year. But obviously the Washington football team, has something to do with that. I think we all know who the best position group is on the Seattle Seahawks.
Definitely going Russell Wilson, definitely going quarterback.
Yeah, the let Russ cook movement has kind of tempered down from the beginning of the year, but maybe that means they can get a more balanced game and maybe some better health for Chris Carson, Carlos Hyde, and the guys in the backfield. Their liability.
Liability is that secondary. They playing better since Jamal came back. So they really got a quarterback in there. They playing better, but it's still not up to par. Still not going to get the job done in the playoffs. So definitely that secondary.
Yeah, they get a test this weekend against Jared Goff, Robert Woods, Cooper Kupp, and those boys really get a test for their secondary. Good warm-up for them, at least. X-factor for the Seattle Seahawks.
X-factor, Jamal Adams. He's a linebacker, a defensive end, a DB. He almost play every position for them guys. And they secondary, they communicate better. They play better when he is in the game. So he's definitely the X-factor. You got to clean that secondary play up.
And the team to avoid?
Team to avoid is them dangerous Arizona Cardinals. I seen them live. This is a dangerous football team, Harrison. Maybe the most dangerous team in the playoffs, honestly.
I could see it with the way the secondary is performing right now. I could see DeAndre Hopkins going for something nasty in a playoff game against the Seahawks if they don't tighten things up.
You can't play zone against them guys. You can't play man against them guys. It's tough. It's tough over there, so got to pick your poison with the Cardinals.
All right, so we talked about all the playoff teams that we talked about all the playoff teams. There are still teams vying for playoff spots. So with that, our producer Paul is going to jump in here. Tell us about some of the key games. Give us the lines. Akeem, just break it down for us and tell us what you see. Paul, what we got?
On Thursday night, we got the Vikings. They're 7-point underdogs going to New Orleans with an over-under of 52. Saints clinched the NFC South with a win or a Tampa loss to the Lions.
I'm going to go Vikings +7. The Vikings is playing for their playoff lives as well. The Saints, they in the playoffs. Did they clinch already?
They are in the playoffs.
See, they already in the playoffs. They clinched. It's that enthusiasm, that passion for the game. It's just, it'll be there. The percentage of it is going to be missing, but it'll be there 100% for the Vikings. So, you get him 7 points, I think they gonna come get the Saints and run for their money.
Big time injuries to big time players for big time teams this past weekend. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire is probably gonna miss the rest of the regular season. Had that high ankle sprain. Who knows if he truly makes it back for the playoffs? And that reminds me of the Michael Thomas situation. Yeah, because remember what you said about Michael Thomas.
I told you that ankle gonna be on his ass for the whole season, for at least, I didn't say the whole season, but I said for weeks and weeks and weeks. And then he came back still not the same, and they just put him on IR for the ankle. So I told you, high ankle sprain, that's the injury to avoid. You do not want that high ankle sprain, man. That's a terrible injury.
Yeah, so obviously Drew Brees came back, and I'm sure Saints fans are happy about that, but don't feel like they're going to be full strength going into the playoffs.
I'm going Vikings, and I'm going over. Let's go over that 52.
Okay, but are you taking the Vikings to actually win the game, or are you taking the line?
I'm taking the line. Vikings plus 7. We need that 7. Okay. They might lose by 3, but they're going to fight.
What's up? We got the 49ers plus 5 at the Cardinals. So it's kind of a neutral field, but Akib, you were just there. You know, you kind of know if it's really a home field advantage for the Cardinals. That's on Saturday. The over-under is 49. The Cardinals can get into the playoffs if they win and Chicago loses or ties.
I'm going Cardinals minus 5. That's a good football team playing some good football right now against a kind of depleted football team. They won't make the playoffs this year. I think guys who banged up for the Niners may sit out, and they're not making the playoffs. So young guys who they want to see what they got in the game, they may play. So it's one of them experimental games for the Niners. They're getting ready for next year. So the Cardinals, they're getting ready to catch fire going into these playoffs. So I'm going Cardinals, and I'm going over the 49.
I know a lot of people were looking forward to maybe seeing what Jeff Wilson Jr. could do out the backfield until Raheem Mostert was actually started for that game against the Cowboys this past weekend. But then he went out again. And if you're playing fantasy football, it does not look like George Kittle will risk coming back this season with now them be pretty much out of a playoff competition. Paul, we got one game for number 3.
All right. So another Saturday game, Dolphins, 3-point favorites in Las Vegas against the Raiders. Over-under is 47.5. So Dolphins are still alive. Raiders are barely clinging to life, so Dolphins still obviously need this to continue their push for a playoff spot.
Right, Dolphins fighting for that playoff spot, so I'm definitely gonna go Dolphins. They got a good football team, they playing well, so I'm gonna go Dolphins minus 3, and let's go under, man. I'm gonna go under 47.5. Somebody gonna be in the teens, somebody gonna be in the 20s. Let's go under 47.5.
Don't have too much to add to this one, but shout out to Marcus Mariota being prepared to replace Derek Carr.
Yes, sir.
In that game.
Came in and played almost well, too. Came in and played a hell of a game.
Mm-hmm, for sure. Your guy, Chris Harris, made a hell of a play tilted that game back the other way. Justin Herbert balled out with a number of injuries. Keenan Allen was not 100% for sure. Mike Williams was not 100% for sure, but still balled out and definitely offensive rookie of the year. What we got for game number 4?
So next up, we got the Colts, our 1.5-point favorites at Pittsburgh. This line shifted. Before last night's loss, the Steelers were like 2.5-point favorites. Now the Colts are favored after that loss. The over-under is 45. Colts still fighting for the AFC South. They can't clinch it this weekend, but they can clinch a playoff spot with a win and a Baltimore loss, or a win and a Miami loss. So still, you know, strongly in the playoff mix there.
Okay, so I'm going straight off Mike Tomlin this week. The Steelers will not lose 4 games in a row. Mike T won't let it happen. So pick the Steelers this week. They're giving the Steelers points at home. They're at home underdogs, and it's the Steelers. They won't lose 4 games in a row. They're going to win this game, and it's going to go over 45. This might be my lock. My homies always call me like, Lee, what's the lock, baby? This is my lock right here. Pick Pittsburgh. They ain't not going to lose 4 in a row. They're going to come out and get back on their shit. They're going to ball this week.
For people, this is a game with a lot of fantasy implications for people who did make it to the championship round between Deontay Johnson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Chase Claypool, Jonathan Taylor, maybe Nyheim Hines, T.Y. Hilton. Do you like any of these guys in this matchup? Who do you really not like? What position might get shut down? Give me a little fantasy outlook for this matchup.
Yeah, a little between those fantasy star outlook. Players. It's going to be a great day. Ben going to come out and have a day. So Deontay Johnson, the wideout's going to come out and have a day. Claypool, Deontay Johnson, Juju all going to have pretty good days. So play them boys, man. Play Big Ben. Not a lot of running. They're going to get back to what they was when they was 10-0. So not a lot of running, a lot of quick passes. They quick passes is going to be the run game. That's going to get guys catches up, Juju and Claypool, Deontay. Wideouts. Wideouts gonna have big days. Big Ben gonna have a big day. Yeah.
Okay, we'll roll with that one.
Yeah, should also mention the Steelers, if they win, they clinch the AFC North. So
right.
Still some motivation.
That's what they've been trying to do. They've been trying to get over that hump, just get that Y or that X next to their name and them standing. So it's hard to do, man. It's hard to finish off, man. It's hard to finish off your season. But once you can get over that hump, it's better. I've been part of a team, 9-3 going into December. Lost 4 in a row, 9-7, no playoffs, man. So it's hard to get that, to close out that last win that put us in the tournament, man. But I think the Steelers, they'll get that done this week.
I haven't been keeping count, but I think that was only two. So I'm good for that. I'm good.
I've been catching myself.
Yeah, no, for sure. Game number 5.
Rams off that brutal loss against the Jets. +2 at the Seahawks. Rams beat the Seahawks earlier this season. So over-under is 47.5. The Seahawks can clinch the West with a win. The Rams can clinch a playoff spot with a win or a Chicago loss.
Well, these teams always split. So I'm going to go Seahawks just because the Rams won the first one. And I like the Seahawks to win a division. If they win this game, they pretty much win a division. That'll put them too far up, right? Right, Paul?
Yeah, yeah, they clinch if they win. Seattle clinches if they win.
So definitely, I take Seattle -2. And I like it to go over the 47. High 20s from both teams. Close game. You see, they know it's going to be a close game. That's why they only made it 2 points. But Seattle -2 with the over 47.5.
I have some fantasy questions related to that game in terms of quarterbacks. We'll save that for our DFS-related show that will release on Thursday. And last game, Paul?
All right, so we got the Titans at the Packers. Titans +3.5 at the Packers on Sunday Night Football. Over-under is 56. Packers already in. Hold on, that one seed in the NFC. Titans can clinch the AFC South with a win and an Indy loss against the Steelers.
Just the game of the week right here. So tell me the Packers situation again. They already in there.
They've not clinched the top seed, but they've clinched a playoff spot. They've clinched the North, and right now they're holding on to the top seed in the NFC.
Game of the week. Titans going to Green Bay. Nice.
Oh, there's a lot of good matchups here.
Oh, this is a great matchup.
Yep.
But honestly, I'm going to go Titans with the points. I'm going to take the Titans with the 3.5. If the Titans lose, it's going to be super close. I'm going to take the Titans with the 3.5, and I'm going to go under the 56. I'm going to go under the 56. A lot more running than guys think, so that clock going to be sped up. So I'm going to go under the 56, Titans +5.
You've alluded to in our previous show when we talked about the Green Bay Packers, you alluded to their rush defense being their weak point. So
right.
Derrick Henry has been on a mission. And so therefore, that has a lot to do with my pick.
Yeah, that had a lot to do with my pick.
For sure. So before we get out of here, on the topic of running backs, I saw yesterday the Pro Bowl voting came out. Shout out to everybody who made it. I just have one issue, Akeem.
Yeah.
The AFC running backs were Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, and Paul, who was that third one again?
For AFC running backs?
Yeah. It was Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs. Why is this guy's name?
Oh, Chubb. It was Chubb.
And
was
Nick Chubb.
Okay.
And Nick Chubb. Now, listen.
So Nick Chubb's in my fantasy. Who should have been?
I like Nick Chubb, even though he missed like 4 games, I believe. Josh Jacobs has been good too, but how can we forget James Robinson? He's been balling.
See, but that's how the Pro Bowl go. The Pro Bowl, the year you're supposed to make it, you probably won't make it. You'll make it the next year. So that's kind of the fans and the NFL, the players, they kind of got an introduction to who you are, but it's his first year really balling.
It's definitely been a grand opening to start his career team.
If it's your first year balling, it's his first year balling. You know what I'm saying? You young, so you got to introduce yourself to the league. Yeah, but that's where all pros come in now. All pro don't care how old you are. They go off stats alone. Whoever had the best years, they get the all pro. So maybe he get an all pro. He has been balling. Maybe he get an all pro. Now, all pro, that's where Chubb, Chubb might not get an All-Pro because you got them four games you missed. So if James Robinson, he played all 16, he been in there all season?
He's been in there all season.
Oh, yeah. See, that's how you get All-Pros. You play the whole season, so your numbers probably be better than everybody else at your position. So he might not get snubbed on the All-Pro, but Pro Bowls is more for the – it's more popularity contest. So he's not that popular yet. You know what I'm saying? He's still building his brand. So that's just how it go. It happened to the best of us. I should have went to the Pro Bowl like 3 years before I went to my first one. So jump in line, Mr. Robinson. Jump in line, my boy.
For sure. Maybe we'll save a Pro Bowl story for the next episode that we're going to do here. I think that's pretty much it. Good wrapping up all this stuff. I think we're on to the next one, right?
Let's do it. Subscribe, rate, review. See y'all in a minute.